Welcome back to The New Perspective. My name is Rena Risper, and you're listening to MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm in the studio today with AJ Gross. He is the president of ALG Tax Solutions. And, you know, listeners, I may not be the sharpest crayon in the box, but I'm actually understanding AJ. He's actually making me understand a portion of everyday life, because every day we have to pay taxes, or every 2 weeks we have to pay taxes. We just paying taxes all the time. You go to the store, you're paying taxes. You go over here, you're paying taxes. Everywhere you have to pay taxes. And the interesting thing is that when you make that transition from going from corporate America to being self-employed, there's a lot of issues that you have to deal with. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And the thing is, when you, I recommend for anybody who's going in self, going in business for themselves, to get a book called E-Myth. It is about why small businesses fail. And the basics of the book is that being a small business owner, they are composed of three parts. You have the entrepreneur, you have the manager, and you have the technician. And a lot of people, what they do is they know how to do something very, very well. And they say, well, I know how to do something. I know how to cook pies. I know how to cook. I'm a very good cook, so I'm going to open up a store to sell pies. But what they don't realize is that they come in as a technician, and they end up having another job because they're not thinking about the management. They're not thinking about the entrepreneur. And so you can have someone that's easily working 80 hours a week, spinning their wheels, making as many pies as they can, and not necessarily making that much more money than what they were before, but they are doing what they love they're doing. But they could be making less than minimum wage because they're putting so many hours into their business. They're not thinking about the entrepreneur. They're not thinking about the manager. And the manager thinks about systems that allows you to grow and allows you to get additional employees in the firm. The entrepreneur is there to be the person that does the marketing, that it does the sales, that has the vision of where the company is going
to
go.
What would you suggest for people who are going to business, who are just starting out? What do you suggest? And the more interesting question is, what do you suggest for people who have been in business for years who still don't have one of those components?
What I recommend is, what I usually recommend for anybody that's in business in a particular field, a good strategy would be, say, going back to the analogy of the pie business. Mm-hmm. Who do you know, or how many other companies out there that sell pies? There's probably a lot, maybe none in your local area, but there is somebody in Michigan that is selling pies exclusively. And I would talk to the owner. What are some of their things that they do in systems? And you find that entrepreneurs are the really good ones. They love to help people.
Oh, yeah.
They love to help people.
That's the truth.
And it is very easily to go to an entrepreneur that is really good and say, you know, can I sit down with you for an hour or two and just kind of pick your brain? And you'll be surprised at how easily they will say, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. You know what? That is the honest to God's truth. And what you said, the good ones.
Right.
And because when I first started in business, everyone sat down with me. Everyone. And I'm
right.
Starting a newspaper. I'm the crazy lady with the two babies.
Right.
I mean, but I sat down with, I called all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because when you are trying to talk to some people, the best information I got was from the Lansing State Journal, the current person that was
right.
at the Lansing State Journal. And he just sat down, took me to lunch, and was just telling me everything about
right.
what I needed to know. Not that I really understood at that point in time,
right.
but just eternally grateful for the opportunity to have someone. And it actually helps you boost your own ego that you may be doing the right thing.
Or absolutely.
It may tell you that you may not have all the skills that you need right at that moment.
Absolutely.
So that's a really, really great idea.
And Lansing State Journal is almost a competitor to your newspaper.
That is the truth.
And he was more than happy to help you.
He was more than happy to help me. And not only was he more than happy to help me, but there were other people that worked for the journal who were also more than happy to help me. What I found was that it was the other smaller newspapers that were smaller, that were my size, that mm-hmm. were not really forthcoming.
Sure.
With information. So I would also suggest that you go big, you know,
right.
Don't go sideways, go up.
Right. Absolutely.
Go up. So, with all of that information, is this person who is sitting down in front of you, would you advise them whether they needed to take a little more time and figure out what they wanted to do? Or do you just, you know, let them continue to go on their way?
When you're advising somebody?
Yes.
What I usually do is I send them down. If I have a small business, one of the first things I ask them is, what's your vision in 10 years?
Well, asking your vision in 10 years is going to be what we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break. You're listening to The New Perspective. I'm with AJ Gross. He's the president of ALG Tax Solutions, and we'll be back after the break.